道理。以赛亚曾经在那传道过。
We already know a lot about Prophet Isaiah.
以赛亚6장1절이13절이우리가본그이사야중에제일유명한성경구절이죠
And then if you look at it, it's Isaiah chapter 6 verse 1 through 13. This is the most famous Bible verses from Isaiah.
여러분의믿음과이생각은어디에연결되는거니까내영혼속에연결이돼요
Where are your faith and your thoughts connected to? It is connected to your soul.
그래서그게잘못된믿음을가지고있으면큰일나는거죠
And so it's a big trouble if you have incorrect faith.
그리고이게보좌와연결되는겁니다
And then it is connected to the throne.
오늘이서론에보면은이사야가가장먼저본것이보좌의축복이었어요
If you look in the introduction, we see that the first thing that Isaiah sees is a throne.
이보좌의축복을실제현실화시키는게기도입니다
And the blessings of the throne. And what we need to do is we have to make it realistic.
그래서기도를모르면하나님말씀이전혀내용맞지않는거죠
So if you do not know what prayer is, it means that God's word has nothing to do with you.
그러나기도를알면하나님의말씀이내삶에정확해지는겁니다
However, if you do know what prayer is, God's word is correctly and accurately joined in my life.
그래서누가뭐래도지금여러분이가지고있는생각과믿음이굉장히중요합니다
So, no matter what anybody says, the faith that you have and the thoughts that you have right now is very important.
예그래서예수님께서도네믿음대로될지어다
And so Jesus even said, it will be according to your faith.
그래서이보좌의축복은믿음으로만누릴수있는겁니다
The blessings of the throne can only be enjoyed by faith.
그렇기때문에오늘여기에서이가장먼저본게이보좌의축복과함께뭐스랍들이천사분위기보이죠
And so the very first thing we see is that along with the blessings of the throne is the works of the angels.
실제하나님을안믿기때문에이걸믿을수가없어요
But because they didn't believe in God realistically, they couldn't believe in this either.
이거안믿어지니까예기도가뭔지를모르게되는겁니다
Because they don't understand this and they don't know this, they don't even know what prayer is.
예얼마만큼지금안믿는거하니까지난주에도얘기했습니다만우리한국의최고가는신학자가제게질문했어요유목사님왜천사얘기하냐
So how oblivious are people about this? The greatest theologians in Korea, he came to me and asked me, why do you always talk about angels?
그때뭐백주년기념관에서 뭐기자들이내내물어볼거였대서그런모임갔는데거기서그유명한박사가이그사람이총회신학대학총장이그랬는데이걸묻는거요
And it was at the meeting of the 100th year anniversary of Christians in South Korea, and there are reporters there, and he was a great master, he was a great theologian, and yet he asked me this question.
그래, 이얘기를왜안했어내가또기가차서성경이있지않습니까이렇게
And I was just so taken aback because he asked me why I talked about angels so much, and I said, it's because it's in the Bible.
그래그분이기가찬말했다니까
And so I was so astounded by him.
신약성경은없다이라는거예요
And he said, but we don't see this in the New Testament.
그러니까청중앉아있던사람한테손들어가지고있는걸성경이이야기하니까아말안하더라는거예요
And then later on, I had other people talk to me and, you know, to tell him where it is found in the New Testament. He couldn't say anything.
이제문제는안믿는겁니다
The problem or the issue is the fact that he does not believe in this. He doesn't realistically believe in God. And he isn't realistically believing in the spiritual things.
신앙생활이굉장히힘든거예요
And that's why their walk of faith is so difficult.
응답도오지않고막
Answers don't come to them. They're always in fights.
그럼 평생하는 게 싸움이에요
And so what they do all their life long are quarreling and fighting.
그리고 어찌가 이기가지고 한 자리 차지하다가 또 무너지고
Then one side they win and then they do that and they live in their entire life that way.
여러분오늘하나님의말씀중에제일중요한거믿으셔야됩니다
And so the most important thing in God's word, you must believe in it.
이거누리려고오늘예배하는거기도하는거
And we give worship and we pray because we want to believe in this and enjoy this.
자이사야가이말할때아무도안믿었어요
But when Isaiah spoke of this, nobody believed him.
그래서 이사야는 순교당했잖아요.
And that's why we see that Isaiah was martyred.
하나님 말씀 얘기하는 거 뭐라고 얘기하는 거니까 우리는 곧 바벨론에 포로되어 간다.
He spoke of God's words and he said that we will soon be taken captives to Babylon.
그래서 그루트기, remnant 회복해야 된다.
And that's why we need to restore the remnants.
이마누엘 회복해야 된다.
We need to restore Emmanuel.
굉장히 중요한 말씀을 하죠. 이 말씀 회복해야 된다.
He spoke of important things. We need to restore God's word.
그 이사야 60장에 보면 빛을 발해서 많은 remnant 일어나야 된다.
Also, if you see in Isaiah 60, we said we have to shine the light and raise up many remnants.
이사야 62장은 파수꾼 운동해야 된다.
And then we also have to do the watchman movement in Isaiah chapter 62.
안 믿은 거예요.
But nobody believed.
그렇게 므낫세라는 왕이 이사야 죽였습니다.
And so King Manasseh went and martyred Isaiah.
왜 우리가 포로되어 갔냐?
And he said, oh, why should we be taken captive?
이 나라를 망치는 선지자 아니냐 말이야.
He said, aren't you a prophet who is bringing a calamity to this nation?
이래 순교당했다니까요.
And so he was martyred in that way.
이사야의 말씀은 그대로 성취돼.
And although he was martyred, we see that the book of Isaiah, the words were completely fulfilled.
그 언약 믿은 사람들만 역사했습니다.
And through those who believed in this covenant, works arose.
사람들이 바로 다니엘, 모세, 청년, 에스더 이런 인물들은 이 포로되기 전에 나온 말씀이기 때문에 이걸 믿은 거예요.
These are individuals such as Daniel, his three friends, and Esther who believed in this before they were even taken to captives.
그러니까 믿음 그대로 되는 거예요.
And it had according, it was fulfilled according to their faith.
지금 여러분이 어떤 생각을 갖고 있냐 이게 답니다.
So what kind of thoughts do you have right now? That's everything.
지금 여러분 어떤 믿음을 가지고 있냐 이게 다라는 거예요.
What kind of faith you have right now that becomes everything.
그래서 우리가 몇십 년 전에 여기 영도서 시작할 때 우리는 벌써 세계 복음화라는 언약을 딱 잡고 있었어요.
And so we see decades ago when we started the church here in Yeongdo, we held on to the covenant of world evangelization.
근데 설명하는 게 굉장히 힘들어요. 사람도 다 좋은 분들이고 다 한데 이 부분의 차이가 나요.
But it's so hard to explain to all these people, even though they're good people, the difference comes inside of this, their faith and thoughts.
그래서 저는 여기서 세계 복음화하는 훈련장을 만들겠다 이렇게 기도를 한 겁니다.
And so I started to pray. I really want to make up a training center for world evangelization.
그 막 생각이 들어가는 게 너무 힘든 거죠.
Because it's so hard for people to really think of this and have this thought go ingrained in them.
그런데 지금 여러분들이 여기서 시작한 것이 지금 전 세계 많은 사람들이 메시지를 듣고 있습니다.
And we see that what was started here, many people are listening to and receiving training all throughout the world.
이게 제 메시지만 20만 명 넘게 듣고 있습니다.
And so just my message alone, and every week we see that over 200,000 views are taking place.
이 세계 복음화 되었다는 거죠.
And so we see that it is being revived, and world evangelization is taking place.
자, 이 이사야는 우리에게 뭘 주는 거니까 하나님 주신 언약을 미리 붙잡아.
Isaiah gave us something, and it was that he gave us in advance the covenant of God.
그래서 굉장한 메시지들을 했죠.
And so he gave these tremendous messages.
Remnant 운동.
The remnant movement.
이사야 6장 13절.
Isaiah chapter 6:13.
굉장히 중요한 언약들이 임마누엘.
And then the important covenants such as Emmanuel.
이게 전부 이사야가 준 메시지입니다.
These are the messages from Isaiah.
이사야 7장 14절요.
Isaiah chapter 7:14.
그리고 이 언약을 붙잡은 자에게 이제 하나님은 말씀의 능력을 주.
And to those who held onto this covenant, he gave the power of his word.
이대로 성취되었습니다.
And so accordingly, this was fulfilled.
오늘 여러분이 예배하시는 중에 지난 주간에 이어서 가장 중요한 언약을 내가 딱 붙잡는 그 축복을 누려야 되는데 가장 큰 축복이 이 부분.
And so as you give worship today, connecting with last week, you have to hold on to the most important covenant. And what is that?
예, 틀림없습니다.
It is the blessing of the throne. It's absolutely like this.
이 언약을 오늘 정확하게 붙잡는 시간에 분명히 하나님은 주의 사자들, 천사라기도 하고 사자라기도 하기도 하고 여러 가지 표현되어 있죠.
And so while you hold on to this covenant today, we see absolutely God works upon us through the blessings of the throne and through his servants, his ministering angels.
네, 같은 건데 주로 말씀을 전달하는 신분을 할 때는 사자, 주의 사자가 이렇게.
And we say it's the same thing, but when we see that when they deliver God's word, we call them the servants of the Lord.
여러분의 중요한 기도가 응답되는 신부름을 주로 교회 천사들.
And then angels are the ones who does the errands of doing these important works for you.
여러분들이 위험한 일을 만나거나 급한 일을 만날 때는 하나님이 군대를 보낸다.
And then when you are faced with a crisis or a big problem, we see that God sent His armies of angels.
예수 그리스도로 구원받게 된 우리에게 가장 큰 약속이 이거.
And the greatest covenant or promise that's given to us who has received salvation through Jesus Christ is this.
예, 보좌의 축복과 함께 여대로 이루어지는 거.
And then along with the blessings of the throne, this will take place accordingly.
지금 여러분의 사업체.
Right now inside of your businesses.
지금 여러분의 현장에.
Right now in your fields.
이걸 믿을 수 있겠습니까? 여기서 기도하는데.
Can you believe in this? Can you really pray with this? When you hold on to the covenant right now at this time, God does this work. But the problem is that you don't believe in this, and that's why you cannot move the world.
자, 이스라엘에게 하나님은 이 언약을 미리 주시고는 여정을 주신 거예요.
After God gave this covenant to Isaiah in advance, He gave him a journey.
여러분이 이 언약의 축복을 누리기 시작하면 반드시 여정이 보이죠.
And when you enjoy this covenant, you absolutely start to see this journey.
오늘 여정들을 볼 때 하나님께서는 이미 이사야에게 뭘 보여줬습니까?
And so if you look into his journey, what did God give Isaiah in advance?
바벨론에 포로 되는 것과 그 이유를 설명해 줘요.
He gave him the reason of why they were taken as captives to Babylon.
이걸 막 환상으로 보여주고.
He shows them through dreams.
그런데 이 이사야에게 하나님은 렘넌트라고 하는 미래를 보여주는데 이게 그루터기라고 나왔죠.
And then we see that God shows the future to the remnants that is called the stump.
정확한 표현은 그루터기입니다.
The one who remains.
그루터기 뭡니까?
And so what is the stump?
나무를 다 베어버리는데 남아있습니다.
The stump is a tree that's been cut off, but the stump that remains.
이 그루터기는 뿌리하고 연결된 거죠.
And that stump is connected to the roots of the ground.
다 베고 없애버렸는데 여기서 싹이 나오는 거예요.
Although everything was cut down, we see a sprout grew from the stump.
바로 여러분이 그루터기입니다.
And so you are the stump.
뿌리는 언약이고 그리스도라고 할 때 여러분이 그루터기예요.
If we could call the roots Christ, then we see that we are the stump.
여기에서 새싹이 나는 겁니다. 이게 렘넌트.
And it's from the stump that we see a new sprout. That is what we call the remnants.
이게 아주 큰 나무가 되는.
Later on, it becomes a great tree.
그 여정을 이렇게 설명해요.
And so he explains this journey.
나무로 설명한 겁니다.
And he explains it through a tree.
그리고 반드시 이루신 말씀이 여기서 천명과 소명 사명이 딱 발린대.
And this is the place where we see where his heavenly mandate, his calling and his mission is given.
언제든지 오늘 예배드릴 때요. 말씀 들을 때마다 다 외울 수가 없어요. 이걸 발견하는 거예요.
And so while you give worship today and listen to the word, you can't memorize everything, but you have to discover this.
그리고 여러분들이 이 언약을 기도할 때 반드시 이 일은 일어납니다.
And then when you pray with the covenant, absolutely these works arise.
확실히 믿으셔야 됩니다.
So have conviction.
여러분이 오늘 정확한 언약을 천명으로, 소명으로, 사명으로 붙잡는 시간에 이 일이 벌어져요.
The moment you take on God's accurate covenant as your heavenly mandate, calling and missions, these works arise.
이사야가 기도하기 딱 시작할 때 벌써 이게 나오죠.
And so we see this is already arose the moment that Isaiah starts to pray.
그리고 이제는 뭐 그루터기의 축복 복음의 축복 쭉 말씀이 나오죠.
Later on, we see the blessing of the stump, the restoration of the gospel.
이게 여정입니다.
This is what we call the journey.
그리고 하나님은 이사야에게 그냥 단연 응답이 아니고 천년 응답을 줘요.
So God didn't just give Isaiah an answer, but He gave him a thousand-year answer.
왜 천년 응답입니까?
Why is it a thousand year?
여러분이 천년 응답을 받아야 세계 복음을 할 수.
You can only do world evangelization if we receive the thousand year answer.
여러분은 100년밖에 못 사는데 하나님은 천년 응답을 줘야 세계 복음을 할
수. Although you only live a 100-year life, God must give you that thousand year answer in order for world evangelization to take place.
그래서 두 가지를 얘기했죠.
And that's why he speaks about two things.
이사야 60장에 일어나서
Isaiah chapter 60 says to arise and shine.
원방에서 너희 아들과 딸들이 돌아올 것이다.
And it says from all places your sons and daughters will return.
그리고 이사야 62장 6절 12절에는 파수꾼 운동입니다.
In Isaiah chapter 62 verse 6 or 12 we see the work of the watchman movement.
종일 종야 여호와를 쉬지 못하게 하라.
It says, "Do not put your God to rest."
이 말은 막 힘들게 계속 기도한다 이 말이 아니죠. 종일 종야 24시 하나님은 여러분과 함께 계시는 거예요.
It doesn't mean to go through difficulty trying to pray all day long, but it means 24 hours constantly in prayer in God.
어떤 어려움이 와도 괜찮습니다.
Because no matter what kind of problem comes your way, it's okay.
그게 결론입니다.
That is our conclusion.
여러분이 확신 가져야 됩니다. 어떤 어려움도 그 뒤에는 반드시 하나님의 계획이 있습니다.
And so you must have conviction that no matter what takes place, God absolutely has a plan.
왜 그렇습니까?
Why is that?
여러분을 파수꾼으로 세운 겁니다.
Because God has raised you up as his watchman.
이사야서의 결론이에요.
That is the conclusion of Isaiah.
여러분 24 복음의 파수꾼, 기도의 파수꾼, 전도의 파수꾼.
The 24-hour watchman of the gospel, prayer, and evangelism.
여러분에게 큰 어려움이 와도 괜찮습니다.
And so, even if great problems come your way, it's okay.
그건 반드시 큰 계획이 있습니다.
Why? Because there are great plans behind that.
그래서 제 같은 경우는 전도 운동하다 습관이 돼가지고요. 문제 딱 오면 답답해.
And so, this has become a habit of mine during the evangelism movement. But when problem arises, I stop and pray.
그럼 막 큰 무슨 뭐 어려움들 오면. 반드시 그건 하나님의 축복이 되죠.
And when great difficulties come my way, I know that it's connected to God's great blessings.
이 확신 가지고 오늘도 예배드리셔야 됩니다.
And it's with this conviction that you have to give worship to God
오늘
with.
오늘 여러분이 예배하는 중에 이 일이 벌어져요.
Why? Because as you give worship, this work take place.
늘 하는 얘기야.
And something that I've always mentioned.
오늘 여러분이 기도하시는 중에 어떤 일이 벌어지는 거니까
The works of Psalm chapter 103:20-22 and Revelation chapter 8:3-5.
여러분 기도를 전부 제단 앞에 모여들 그릇에 담기는데 심부름들을 주의 천사들이 다.
And so all your prayers are gathered inside of that altar to give it to the Lord, and the work and the errands are done by His angels.
여러분 오늘 이마누엘께서 예배드리고 있는데. 하나님은 주의 사자들을 여러분의 현장으로 파송합니다.
You give worship here at Emmanuel Church, and yet God uses and mobilizes His armies of angels to work in your fields.
믿으셔야 됩니다.
You must believe in this.
여러분 아시다시피 1950년 우리나라 6.25 전쟁이 북한에 쳐들어 왔잖아요.
And just as you already know, we see the invasion of Busan in 1950.
갑자기 내려오고요.
And so we see that above us we had this invasion.
저는 그 해에 태어났기 때문에.
And because I was born in that year, I don't really know much of it.
예, 좀 크면서는 아 우리나라 전쟁이 있었구나 하는 후유증이 있지만은 전쟁 나는 걸 모르잖아요.
Of course, I lived through the after effects of the war because I was born after it, but I didn't know it at the time being.
그때 저는 막 두 살 세 살 됐겠죠. 부산에서 다 뺏기고. 장로님들, 목사님들 위해서 기도한 거예요.
And I was maybe about 2 or 3 years old, but it was when everything was taken away in Busan, and just elders and pastors gathered to pray.
그 부산에서 그때 그 기도는 진짜 기도예요.
And they gathered together in Busan to pray, and it was true prayer that they gave.
회장이 누구다, 뭐 위원장이 누구다 이런 게 아니고 모여서 뭐 기도한 거예요.
It didn't matter who the president was, who the dean was, but they all gathered together and prayed.
하나님은 목사님과 장로님들이 기도를 들으신 거예요.
And God heard the prayers of those elders and pastors. But what kind of work took place? Something unimaginable took place.
한국이 급하게 됐으니까 연합군을 보내자.
And so Korea was in such severe state. They said, let's go and send them help.
이 회의를 유엔에서 해야 결의가 돼야만 오는 거예요.
And that aid can only be given if it is passed by the UN.
우리나라 벌써 뭐 소련이 도와가지고 우리나라 지금 탱크 이런 거 다 없어졌지요.
And it was at the point when our nation, everything was taken away by the Soviet Union, all these things.
남은 게 부산밖에 없는데 그러니까 이 대통령이 부산에 저와 임시로 계시잖아요.
And it was at the point where everything was taken away, and the only thing that last remained was Busan, and the president was there in Busan as well.
급해지니까 우리로 말하자면은 상임위원들이 있듯이. 유엔에도 상임 국가가 있어요.
And so because it was such urgent times, just like we have a senior board, the senior board of the UN gathered together and had a meeting.
당시에 강대국도 이제 미국, 뭐 러시아, 뭐 이렇게 이 강대국들이 상임 국가가 되는 거죠.
And they had these senior meetings with all these powerful nations such as America or in Russia.
그래서 그 나라 한 군데서만 반대도 안 돼요.
And even if there's one person who rejects or a country that rejects, they couldn't give aid.
그럼 러시아 틀림없이 반대하겠죠.
And of course, Russia would say no.
못 오는 겁니다. 오늘 죽는 겁니다.
Then the UN cannot come and give aid to South Korea, and of course, South Korea would be demolished.
그 시간에 회의 장소에 모임하는데 러시아 자동차 가다 고장 났어요.
And so at that time, as they were giving that meeting or having that meeting, Russia was on its way, and the car broke down.
그럼 못 가니까 이미 결정돼.
And of course, because Russia couldn't attend this meeting, the decision was made.
우리 한국을 이제 도와야 된다 이래가지고.
The decision for the UN to help and give aid to South Korea, and that's why they were given this aid. Many people came to Korea and died within this Korean War. And I see that there are some very elderly soldiers who fought during the Korean War who are still alive.
이 사람들이 한국에 와서 보고는 눈물을 흘리면서 너무 놀래요. 이렇게 한국이 발전됐냐.
And these soldiers would come back to Korea to see and realize how much this country has developed and they'll be in tears.
그때 당시만 해도 우리나라는 형편없었지 않습니까?
Why? Because that time alone where our state was completely bad.
세계 선교를 하라는 하나님의 은혜입니다.
However, it was God's grace for us to do world missions.
그래서 특히 우리 중직자분들은 영적 힘 얻어야 돼요.
So our church officers, you absolutely need to gain spiritual strength.
절대 딴 거 생각하지 말고 언약 딱 붙잡고 보좌의 축복을 전 세계로 전달.
Don't think about anything else. Hold accurately to God's covenant and only think about God's blessings of the throne being relayed to the world.
오늘도 이 기도로 큰 은혜 받는 축복의 날이 되기를 주 예수 이름으로 축복합니다.
I bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's pray.
하나님께 감사드립니다.
Father God, we give you thanks.
전 성도님들이 힘을 얻는 날이요 치유받는 날이 되게 하옵소서.
May today be the day where all your believers gain strength and healing.
오늘 우리는 교회에서 예배하지만은 주께서는 주의 사자들 보내사 모든 현장에 역사해 주옵소서.
And as we give worship here today at this church, may you work upon all of our fields through your armies of angels.
우리의 생업과 산업체에 역사해 주옵소서.
May you work upon our businesses and our careers and our occupations.
예수 그리스도 이름으로 기도하옵나이다.
In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.